I'm Dodd Morris with Mission Network News. Guatemala has tightened restrictions on gatherings in reaction to a new COVID-19 surge. Brian Dennett of AMG International says hospitals have reached capacity and over 60 children have died in the past few weeks. Guatemalans have been protesting against the government's response, but Dennett says
the president pronounced that the entire country was now in a state of emergency, or almost like a martial law. And that due to this state of emergency, any protesters would be sent immediately to prison. Our leader there actually said he felt as though they were no longer a democracy.
AMG works in 35 different Guatemalan communities to provide food and health care. Please ask God to encourage the Christians there and pray their love would lead many to Jesus. In a land characterized by conflict, broken people are finding the help they need.
If you look at our region, from Syria and the conflict that's been going on now 10 years, Iraq, 40 years of war, and Yemen as well. So many countries have been negatively affected by war, and with war comes trauma.
Samuel of Redemptive Stories says they're using a 12-week curriculum to help survivors process their pain and loss. People often find Christ through these trauma recovery classes and hope for a better tomorrow. You don't have to live in a war zone to find healing and hope.
There are experiences each and every one of us have had that cause us pain, cause us difficulty, the loss of a loved one, illnesses within a family. All of these things are experiences that God wants to use to help us to be able to help others and even to walk with us through them.
Mission Network News is a service of One Way Ministries. Your support helps us bring stories of the heroes of the faith and a voice for the voiceless. Look for the Support M&N tab at missionnews.org. I'm Dodd Morris.